What would you do with $500 in cash?
And where am I going to get my hands on that kind of money?
The wildly popular KABC $500 high-low game is back. Listen for the cue to call at 6, 9, noon, and 3 for your shot at $500 in cash.
KABC, Los Angeles,
Orange County,
a Cumulus station.
KABC News is live and local at 10 o'clock. I'm Jeff Whittle, and authorities say a suspect has been detained in connection with a credible threat that forced last night's evacuation and cancellation of classes at Pierce College in Woodland Hills.
Administrators say the school was reopening in the morning. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department, which patrols the school, tells the L.A. Times that someone overheard the threat and reported it to the LAPD. The paper says details of the man being questioned and the nature of the threat were not immediately available. A campus alert issued at the time of the closure said, quote, "We are taking measures to ensure safety of our students and employees," end of quote. Ken Jeffries, KABC News.
Immigration activists are condemning the Justice Department's lawsuit, challenging California laws that offer some protection to illegal immigrants. They call it an act of fear-mongering that won't reduce crime. One of the cases that President Trump has cited and helped prompt the DOJ's lawsuit was the death of Kate Steinle.
San Francisco police did not hand over criminal illegal immigrant Garcia Zarate to ICE for deportation and instead released him back on the streets, where he eventually fired the bullet that killed Steinle. L.A. Police Commissioner and Loyola Law Professor Kathleen Kim tells NBC4 News the LAPD has a similar policy.
The LAPD has made it its internal policy to mitigate any circumstances under which they'd be handing over individuals in custody for criminal activities to immigration enforcement.
I'm Rob Marinko, KABC News.
President Trump is scheduled to announce his tariff plan this afternoon. At this morning's cabinet meeting, he said the tariffs on imported steel and aluminum will be tailored to individual countries.
We're going to be very fair. We're going to be very flexible. But we're going to protect the American worker, as I said I would do in my campaign.
Critics, including many members of the president's own party, are warning the tariffs could spark a trade war. And a star, honoring actor Mark Hamill, will be unveiled on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in front of the El Capitan Theater at 11:30 this morning. Hamill, best known for his role as Luke Skywalker in 5 Star Wars films, is director George Lucas, and fellow actor Harrison Ford, who played Han Solo in 4 Star Wars movies, will also speak at the event. Star Wars The Last Jedi, by the way, the most recent installment of the franchise, will be released on DVD in less than 3 weeks from now. Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports. Lakers barely beat Orlando 108-107 after nearly blowing a 12-point fourth-quarter lead. Lakers visit Denver tomorrow. Clippers host Cleveland tomorrow. LA Kings host the Washington Capitals tonight at 7 p.m. right here on KABC. Ducks visit Nashville this afternoon. College hoops, UCLA plays Stanford at 2:30 p.m. today. The Pac-12 tournament in Vegas. USC takes on Oregon State tonight. Exhibition baseball. Dodgers beat the Angels 4-2. That's sports on the home of the LA Kings, 790 KABC. KABC News Time, 10:03, with dependable traffic when you need it the most. And in Irwindale, southbound on the 605 at Lower Azusa Road, we have a wreck that's been moved over to the right-hand shoulder, but they're slowing from Arrow Highway. Also, Lomita area, northbound on the 110 Harbor Freeway at Sepulveda Boulevard. New wreck blocking the 2 left-hand lanes, and traffic stacked up all the way to C Street as you leave the ports of San Pedro there. Also, we do have a little trouble spot. It's Caltrans work in the Newhall Pass, southbound 5. The truck route closed right there between the 14 and the 210 interchange, and that's causing some brake lights back from Calgrove Boulevard. Also, leaving the San Fernando Valley, we have the usual slowing from about Sherman Way down towards the Getty Center, and then things start to open up. I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC, dependable traffic.
If you're retired or retiring soon, listen to Money Matters with Ken Morafe every Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 2 on KABC.
KABC SoCal weather, partly cloudy today. Highs upper 60s at the coast, mid-70s inland. Rain likely Saturday through Sunday morning. It is 61 at LAX and 61 in Santa Ana, 63 in Woodland Hills. Get news at the top of the hour, at the bottom, and when it breaks. I'm Jeff Whittle, Talk Radio 790, KABC News. Teens who vape are three times more likely to smoke cigarettes a year later. There's a lot the e-cig industry isn't telling us about vaping. Wake up to the dangers of kids using e-cigarettes at stillblowingsmoke.org. KABC News, sponsored by stillblowingsmoke.org.
There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to change the station.
Boring.
It's Peter Tilden.
At 10! Woohoo!
Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tilden at 10 begins right now. Brought to you by Larry Miller and Sit and Sleep. You'll beat, of course, anyone's advertised price or your mattress is free. Good morning. The phone number 800-222-5222 so you can call and we can talk about anything that I'm talking about or something that's on your mind that's bothering you, a point that you want to make. Feel free to call. I got some great tickets today for Mars Day and the Time at the Saban. Rick Springfield, Terry Nunn from Berlin, Venice, and some other musicians at this benefit concert. So I'll tell you about that in a little bit. But I wanted to start off by, well, first of all, saying it's interesting. I read a piece on North Korea, a couple pieces on North Korea. And the one piece in specifically that caught my eye was, and this gives you a sense of when we hear news, you wonder what's going on. It looked like all this rhetoric with North Korea. It's back and forth with James Mattis, the defense secretary, said all the options are on the table and that Rex Tillerson said the U.S. is ready for talks with no conditions. And yet the president was tweeting Little Rocket Man and saying things like save your energy, Rex will do what has to be done. It appears, according to a gentleman who served as senior advisor to Tillerson for public affairs until last December, that it looked like there were divisions in the White House between the Secretary of State, between Mattis and the President. And everybody's going, what's going on there? With the tweets, and everybody was on a different page. Well, according to Hammond, that there were no divisions in the administration, and the rhetoric that was coming out in the summer and fall of 2017 were attempts to, he calls it, tune the radio with North Korea, meaning you send different radio channels. It's like when you tune a radio, you go to different channels and it has different content on there. What he meant was sending different signals to see how the North Koreans would respond. And one example is Pyongyang responded to Trump's threat of fire and fury by threatening Guam. So they were testing. It seems like there was a plan, a method to the madness. Now, could that be, in retrospect, a CYA, a cover your butt thing? Possibly. But it's funny, when you hear and see things, your mind goes to a certain place, a narrative begins to play out, and you think that narrative is exactly the right narrative, and then you go, wait a minute, huh, interesting that this advisor to Tillerson, because you would wonder, remember, if Tillerson's being undermined, why wouldn't he quit, and he's still there? Why wouldn't Mattis be more upset? Well, maybe this was the plan, and what's fascinating is that it looks like there is a possibility now. Of course, Kim Jong-un is sitting in a better place because he's got nukes, so he comes to a table for bargaining with a little bit more power than he had before. He's in a better bargaining position. But we diplomatically now see a door that's been opened, so the administration could actually take credit for that. And yet, what's happening now is the number one trending topic is Stormy Daniels. So I ask you this question. Should we discuss Stormy Daniels at an issue? You tell me. I'll move on. I'll do something else. 800-222-5222. It's the number one trending issue for a number of reasons. And I'll give you the new info with Stormy Daniels and why it is trending to be number one. But it's fascinating because I saw Representative Francis Rooney on television today on CNN. And he was being interviewed by one of the remote anchors on CNN. And he said, we should be discussing bigger issues. And the anchor said, well, so this is not something that's important. We shouldn't focus on this. And he said, well, I just want the bigger issues. And then they said, but is this important? Does it matter? He said, I find it disgusting, and yes, I don't condone it, but we should be talking about other stuff. Well, okay, but on on a scale of 1 to 10, is this important, or have we moved on? Have things changed? Has the norm changed forever about sex and politics? Do you care? Would you care if it was the other party? Because, you know, the argument now is this was the Obama administration, another administration, they would be going out of their mind. jumping up and down and going nuts. Now, it's funny. Someone from the Republican Party has come forward and said that this is hush money and it's troubling and it should be investigated. And the person from the Republican Party is, of course, Mark Sanford. Now, Mark Sanford, of all the people that come forward and say, this is horrible and it's a big deal. Remember, Governor Sanford is the guy who had an unexplained disappearance, saying that he was hiking the Appalachian Trail, I think it was, for 5 days. They couldn't find him when he was governor. All I could think of with him, what he had met this Argentinian woman, remember? And he didn't even call his family for 5 or 6 days because he was partying with her. And he didn't even call on Father's Day. He was away with her on Father's Day and didn't call in. And the scam was, I'm hiking the Appalachian Trail. You know, guys figure out stuff. He was hiking the Appalachian Trail so he couldn't get a cell signal, allegedly. But he was off having the time of his life because he said he met his soulmate. And what that means is he had the best sex of his life. And he lost his mind. He just went crazy. He also lost his family because of this. When you don't call your family on Father's Day and then they find out whether you're an Argentinian woman, it can create havoc. And I remember, too, he didn't even tell his chief of staff where he was. He just got gone thinking, I guess, nobody would find out. But Mark Sanford is pushing and saying, so what you can't do is be completely silent on something this troubling. The problem now is that nobody knows nothing about nothing. It's like $130,000 went, but we don't acknowledge anything. The two don't go together. So he's saying there should be more of an investigation. The president's feet should be held to the fire for this. And also, you know, Michael Cohen is jumping through hoops. That's the attorney for the president. The president denies they had an affair. I've never seen so much time, energy, and money spent to cover up a non-affair in my life. And maybe one of the issues is here on International Women's Day that if credibility hits with Stormy and people start believing that this happened, that then all the other accusers become more credible. So Cohen wanted to shut that down before the election. And I'm hearing reports and reading reports that the president is upset with Sarah Sanders and her responses regarding the alleged affair, because she said there was an arbitration that was won and it was in the president's favor, which is interesting because that means they acknowledge that there was something that went on and there was an arbitration. But when you say that it's in the president's favor, that's a little odd, because when you do an arbitration, I'm going to have Jessica Levinson on next hour, professor at Loyola Law School, to go through this and to also go through the sanctuary city laws to remove the emotion from that and say, what are the rulings going to be based on and how do you think that's going to end up? Because both sides are fighting back and forth about the 10th Amendment, about Sessions is saying that we are standing in the way, California's standing in the way of arrests, and they're flying in the face of federal law. So we're going to address that. But on the Stormy Daniels thing, when you have an arbitration, both sides, both parties have to agree on an arbitration. The president apparently either was not informed of the arbitration, or they're saying, you know, that he knew about the arbitration. So is that important? Kinda. The other part of that is that the lawyer's supposed to notify you when he's doing something, making decisions on your behalf, or it's an ethics violation. So Cohen could actually be disbarred. So we'll ask about that, too. So the lawyer for Stormy Daniels is asking the Los Angeles County Superior Court to declare that both the hush agreement and the side agreement were never formed. The side agreements, as I mentioned yesterday, have to do with copyright. There are apparently materials that had to be returned to the president. So were those materials actually returned to the president? And what were those materials? I'll give you some of the verbiage from the draft as far as the president's concerned, what those materials could be. But if Daniels broke the deal, if this deal, the judge rules that she did break the deal, she'd have to return $130,000 and pay Trump at least $1 million in damages. I guess the thought is that if she has to pay Trump $1 million in damages, she's going to make far in excess of $1 million selling her story, I mean, can you imagine who will pay her for her story? And I don't know what's left in her Stormy's story, as a matter of fact. I don't know what's left to tell. But there are potential finance laws that were, campaign finance laws that were broken. And if the president knew, then there are other issues there. And Cohen is saying that he was never reimbursed. He was supposedly complaining that he was never reimbursed the $130,000. but it looks like $214,000 in payments by the campaign to the law firm came in shortly after he paid the $130,000. So they're asking questions about, was that money paid back to the law firm to cover the expenses for Stormy Daniels? The other parts of this, and I'm looking for the specifics as far as the other pieces of this. It's fascinating what was in there. She sold the copyright to various pieces of intellectual property, including certain still images and or text images. And those supposedly were returned to the president because of the copyright assignments. And then, as I said yesterday, the president she may not be able to make any money from this, because if the copyright part of this stays, even if she's allowed to talk, the copyright, the tell-all book, porn shoot reenacting the encounter, that stuff, all of that profit would go to the president, which is an odd thought that the president of the United States is profiting from a porn star. But there's other things in there that are kind of mind-blowing as far that relate to any comments about the president. She's not allowed to reveal anything about his other relationships or paternity or any children he may have that we don't know about. I mean, there's a whole slew of verbiage in there that this covers. But I'm wondering, does this matter? Is it a zero? Should we even be talking about it? Because I'll be happy right now to move on and stop. But you got to fill me in, because, you know, I'm preparing the show today with producer Joe, and we're talking about as far back as Kennedy. They didn't have cell phone photos of the Kennedy administration. And you know what? He was kind of protected by the media, by the press. Brent Bradley of the Washington Post, if you see the paper or you see any of the movies about Ben Bradley, amazing guy. He did a lot of good stuff, a lot of good editorializing. However, he was in the pocket of Kennedy. They were best friends. They traveled together. They vacationed together, Hyannisport. And there was a lot of talk that he didn't scrutinize the president, that he was just a puppet and did whatever the president said, because they were best friends. So the president was portrayed in a good light. But then you have Gary Hart, one photo in the monkey business with Donna Rice, and he dropped out of the primer. That was it. See you later. That was enough to do it in the 80s. Then, of course, you have President Clinton and his impeachment about lying about an affair. Then you move on to John Edwards, who said that the money he received was not to impact the election or cover up any kind of election monkey business, but it was to protect his wife from finding out about the affair, which they could say here, by the way. Ultimately, they could say none of this was to influence the election. It was to protect the family, protect the marriage. So that was John Edwards. He was never found guilty. And then you have Stormy Daniels. And here's where we are with $130,000 payment by the lawyer, a secret arbitration that she wasn't even invited to. They did it possibly to affect the election, but this is still going on now. We're still talking about it, because as early as last month, these lawyers did this arbitration to try and keep her quiet. Her lawyer is pretty confident that she will win and be able to tell whatever story it is that she has to tell. Here's Sarah Huckabee talking about the president and the arbitration.
The president has addressed these directly and made very well clear that none of these allegations are true. This case has already been won in arbitration, and anything beyond that, I would refer you to the president's outside counsel.
You said that there's arbitration that's already been won? By whom and when?
By the president's personal attorneys, and for details on that, I would refer you to them.
So that answer just gave the steroids. It may have limped off into the sunset, like a lot of the stories limp off into the sunset, but that kind of was, wait a minute. So there was an arbitration. And by the way, the arbitration wasn't, the way I understand it, wasn't won. They got a temporary order, which will expire. So that's not necessarily winning. And the arbitration may be invalidated in the fact that one party was not even aware that there was an arbitration going on. Michael Avenatti, who is the lawyer for Stormy, said this.
How do I say this kindly? Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. I personally like Ms. Sanders. I think she has a near impossible job. But the fact of the matter is, and I'm confident that she didn't know that it was nonsense when she effectively told that to the world, but it's absolutely bogus. It's nonsense. Any claim by the administration that Donald Trump won in arbitration is no different than me claiming that I won the Super Bowl a few weeks ago. It's complete hooey.
And this guy said he's not going to be intimidated at all by the president's attorneys. He also said this.
Okay, and there's just one other detail of what they were trying to hide in this confidentiality agreement that I'd like to go over with you and tell us what you can about it, if anything. And I just want to read it for the audience. This is something that's their definition of confidential information. It includes all intangible private information relating to or pertaining to Donald Trump, including business information, familial information, any of his alleged sexual partners, alleged sexual actions, or alleged sexual conduct, related matters, or paternity information. Are you aware of your client having anything to say about paternity information involving Donald Trump?
Again, Lawrence, when my client is provided the opportunity to speak freely and honestly and openly to the American people, I don't think she's going to hold back. I think she's going to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, and we're going to let the American people decide who's telling the truth.
So what's coming? Is this overblown? Should we concentrate on other stuff? The president's going to be talking about tariffs this afternoon. It's interesting because the White House is running around. They had a meeting scheduled for 12 o'clock East Coast time. It was moved to 3:30, where the president's going to announce something about tariffs. Who's going to be affected by the tariffs? He said it's going to benefit everybody, and it's going to be friendly. So he's gotten a lot of pushback, starting with Gary Cohen leaving the administration, saying he's stepping down because he doesn't agree with the tariffs. Others in the administration and others in the GOP, Paul Ryan, saying no because they know they're going to get hit if there becomes a trade war because of this. And how important is it for steel and aluminum to add these tariffs? Who's it going to benefit? And what jobs will be lost? So we're waiting to hear about that. That's huge. That's really, really big. There are other issues that we're waiting to hear about that are big, but this seems to be trending number one because it's sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and now paternity. So you tell me, should we keep talking about this, or is it enough? Should we just say a moratorium on Stormy Daniels, let other people handle it? Not that important. And do we care anymore? Is this the next president of the United States? Do you say, hey, if he can balance the budget and save us money on taxes, he can marry a sheep if we want. He can have sex with whoever he wants. He gets a free sex three times. We'll look the other way. We don't care. Is that where we're going? And when does it matter? When do you decide that it does matter? I'll let you figure that out. You tell me, 800-222-5222, because it apparently is still trending. Number one, it's important to a lot of people, or just the parent interest part of it is trending. So let me know, 800-222-5222. Peter Tilden at 10 continues after this.
790 KABC has dependable traffic when you need it the most, sponsored by MyGameRoom.com. In Linwood, on the westbound 105 at Long Beach Boulevard, stalled box truck blocking the slow lane there, and that is as you slow from about Garfield Avenue as you head towards LAX on that westbound 105. More slowing coming away from the 110 interchange over towards Vermont Avenue. Also, we have a new trouble spot as you head out of Norwalk down towards La Mirada, southbound on the 5 at Rosecrans Avenue. It's a wreck there also blocking the right-hand lane with slowing back from the 605 interchange, and the southbound 605 itself, slow go Whittier Boulevard down towards the 5. Couple of trouble spots on that westbound 134 Ventura Freeway at Glendale Avenue in Glendale. Accident now moved out of lanes over to the shoulder, but then up ahead, west 134 at the 5, we have an accident blocking one of the middle lanes, so combine your slow from the 2 interchange. Finally, we do have a new or a Caltrans project on the southbound 405 right at the 90 Marina Freeway interchange, Culver City area. The ramp from the south 405 to the east 90 closed for some Caltrans work, and that's causing delays back from about National Boulevard. Why drive to a casino for poker? Just go to MyGameRoom.com and play fun free poker and a chance to win prizes. Play now at MyGameRoom.com. I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC, dependable traffic.
KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you, Stephen. Peter Tilden at 10 continues. Let's go to the phones and talk to Peter in Thousand Oaks. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm all right. You know, I want to tell you that this is, who cares who is sleeping with who? She wants to come to say to the American people what they have to say. So what? Why nobody talking about the high school student in Utah? Write it on the wall on the high school, ISIS is coming. We had another jihadi in New York, and he killed four persons. Nobody talking about those stuff.
Well, let me ask you this, Peter, Peter?
Yes, sir.
Can you hold on? We're going to break for the news because I want to ask you a question. We come back and I'll take everybody else's call too. 800-222-5222 because I do want to hear what you have to say and a couple questions I want to ask you too to wade through this and then we'll move on. But does it matter? Peter's saying it doesn't matter and I'll get some context to that. As far as who the president sleeps with anymore, is this a non-story? We should move on. We don't care about the payment of the money before the campaign. We don't care about what she knows or what she may have on the president. I get it. 800-222-5222. Love to hear from you, and we'll do that next. Talk Radio 790 KBC.
KABC News, live and local at 10:30. I'm Jeff Whittle. Long Beach police fatally shot a man with a gun after he barricaded himself inside a van near City Hall and threatened to blow up the neighboring federal building. That incident began around 4 yesterday afternoon when a woman reported her husband was armed and making threats against the federal building. A SWAT team was called in after police spotted the man's van parked on Ocean Boulevard, and that prompted Long Beach City Hall to be locked down until that man was shot. What happens now that the feds have sued California over its sanctuary policies?
Dr. John Eastman, Chapman University constitutional law professor and senior fellow at the Claremont Institute, explains.
Going to ultimately end up in the Supreme Court, I think, but they've got to run through the gauntlet of the Ninth Circuit first. They filed in federal district court in the Eastern District of California, which is in Sacramento. They're asking for a declaration that these California laws are preempted by federal law and the federal constitution. And then they're asking for a permanent injunction against the California enforcing its law.
Dr. Eastman was a guest on McIntyre in the Morning. I'm Leanne Tweeden, KBC News.
The man accused of stealing Frances McDormand's Best Actress Oscar after Sunday night's Academy Awards ceremonies pleaded not guilty to grand theft.
47-year-old Terry Bryant was released on his own recognizance over the objection of prosecutors. His attorney is Daniel Brookman.
There's a difference between holding an Oscar and what he's charged with, so that will play out in court.
Bryant was a ticketed guest at the Motion Picture Academy Governor's Ball when he allegedly took the Oscar from a table and tried to leave with the statuette. Prosecutors say he could face up to 3 years behind bars if convicted. The LA Times says he has what it calls a minor criminal past. Ken Jeffries, KABC News.
And the news is brought to you by Heal.com. Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports. Lakers got by the Magic 108-107 thanks to 27 points from Lakers center Brook Lopez. Now the Lakers will visit the Nuggets tomorrow in Denver. Clippers host the Cavaliers tomorrow. Then the Lakers host the Cavs Sunday. LA Kings host the Washington Capitals tonight starting at 7 p.m. right here on KABC. Ducks visit the Nashville Predators this afternoon. UCLA will play Stanford at 2:30 this afternoon in the Pac-12 basketball tournament in Las Vegas. USC takes on Oregon State tonight. And that's a look at sports on the home of the LA Kings, 790 KABC. Traffic, a market check, weather, and more Tilden at 10 next. KABC News Time, 10:32. 790 KABC has dependable traffic when you need it the most. And we still have a few trouble spots on our Southland freeways. One is in the Norwalk area, southbound 5, right at Imperial Highway. This crash has been moved out of lanes over to the shoulder with some brake lights back from about Lakewood Rosemead Boulevard and the South 605 jammed up from Whittier Boulevard now down to the 5 interchange. Culver City on the southbound 405, Caltrans has the connector ramp to the eastbound 90 Marina Freeway closed for some maintenance there. That's causing delays from about the 10 Santa Monica Freeway interchange, but even prior to that through the Sepulveda Pass, the usual slowing Burbank Boulevard all the way down towards Sunset or so. And now on the northbound side of the 405 in the pass, we have a new trouble spot. It's at Mulholland Drive, stalled van in the third lane from the left, and that's causing some slowing back from about Getty Center Drive. Because of that, I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC Dependable Traffic. Here's your 790 KABC market check. Stocks are mixed here in mid-morning trading with the Dow down 65 points. The S&P 500 is below the line by just a fraction of a point. Now the NASDAQ is up 3 points. KABC SoCal weather. Partly cloudy skies today. Highs upper 60s to the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. Little change in temperatures expected with rain likely Saturday in the Sunday morning. And right now it's 64 in Van Nuys, 62 in Huntington Beach, 65 in Downey. And KABC Weather is sponsored by MyGameRoom.com. Why drive to a casino for poker? Just go to MyGameRoom.com and play fun, free poker and a chance to win prizes. Play now at MyGameRoom.com. Get news at the top of the hour, at the bottom, and when it breaks. I'm Jeff Whittle, Talk Radio 790, KABC News. Teens who vape are three times more likely to smoke cigarettes a year later. There's a lot the e-cig industry isn't telling us about vaping. Wake up to the dangers of kids using e-cigarettes at stillblowingsmoke.org. KABC News, sponsored by stillblowingsmoke.org.
The phone lines are open now.
Right now?
Right now.
At 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired.
Talk Radio 790 KBC, Peter Till and the 10 continues. We're talking about Stormy Daniels because it was trending number one, and then I will move on, but I wanted to hear from you whether it was important or not with the new disclosures and new revelations and the fact that Sarah Sanders said that the president won an arbitration that put it back in the news, or kept it back in the news in a big way. One place put it as it gave it steroids. Peter dropped off, but he said he doesn't care about who the president sleeps with, and consensual sex, fine. I don't care. The guy's doing his job. The problem is, A, the morality and the character and the integrity issue, and that was the problem with Bill Clinton. People went crazy and said, really, with an intern? Although the difference here now is the president paid, or it looks like his attorney paid to keep this person silent, and you go, why? Apparently he felt that this shouldn't get out for a reason, and that brings it to a whole new level and another issue, which is why it's in the news and why it's staying in the news and why her pushing back with her attorney keeps it in the news, because people are going, wait a minute, why would you pay hush money? Why wouldn't you come out and say, I had an affair, and I apologize, it was a lapse, and move on, good night, drive safely. Instead, we're fighting over a $130,000 payment, and did it affect the campaign, and was it an illegal contribution? And Armando in L.A. wants to weigh in. Good morning, Armando.
Hey, Peter. Yeah, you know, I think that we should know almost everything that we can hear about his behavior in office, because he is dividing this country within. And that threatens our security and threatens, you know, our future. The other countries on this globe are watching this and just watching us melt down within because of this one person.
Armando, with Dale Inches, keeping it on the sexual part, would you care?
Well,
I mean, we have foreign dignitaries who have slept with people. We have 14 presidents. If you look at all the list of presidents who were accused of having affairs, there's a history in this country of that. So
I believe we should hear more about it and the ones that are in the past that should be heard. Yeah, it's all about his character.
It is about character. And the payoff, I think the payoff is the big issue. Why pay hush money to somebody?
Monetary things don't matter to the American people. That matters to the individual that's involved. But for the American people, it's about character and the person who's running this country.
Well, you know, we will see. Again, it's trending number one right now, and there are a lot of moving parts of this. And I thank you for your call. There's a lot of moving parts of this. And her lawyer's out saying stuff and alleging that she's going to tell her story, and there's a lot more story to tell. The president's attorney is saying that it's illegal for her to talk because they've got some remedy. You heard what Sarah Sanders said. Sarah Sanders said in the press conference that there was an arbitration and the president won. There are a lot of unanswered questions. Every time a question is answered, it leads to another question, which is why this thing has legs and keeps going and does not go away. So it's going to be interesting to see the ruling that comes down, what it is she will say. And her lawyer, the president's lawyer, has a lot of explaining to Michael Cohen, because, again, if you do something without your client, alerting your client, there's ethics violations. You can't just, my lawyer can't not tell me about a settlement he decided arbitrarily to make on my behalf. He's representing me, and you did what? What are you going to tell me after the fact? You decided to pay her with what? What reason? Maybe I wanted to just have it come out and be done with it. So ethically, a lawyer can't just do that. So there's a lot of questions here. The press is all over it, and it keeps trending, like I said, number one. I'll move on now, but it is a big story for that very reason. And there apparently is other information that she has, other things that she has, whether it's photos, texts, emails, that will come out. And again, let's not forget, what does she want out of this? What does Stormy want out of this? Does she really just want to tell her story, or is this a woman who wants to make $15 million, take a quick hit and go down famously and move, get married and go to Sacramento and read about her in 20 years in the People magazine? Whatever happened to Stormy Daniels? She bought a house cash with the money she made. She moved on and had a nice life. So, the story that will not die, but it will die here right now because we've got a lot of other stuff to talk about and whatever you want to talk about too. 800-222-5222 when Peter Tilden at 10 continues right after this.
KABC has dependable traffic when you need it most, sponsored by Smart and Final. New trouble in Santa Clarita. Northbound on the 5 at Magic Mountain Parkway, there's an overturned truck in the fast lane, but we're just seeing some minor slowing so far from Valencia Boulevard, but the delays could soon build. In the Sepulveda Pass, northbound on the 405 at Mulholland Drive, we have a van that's conked out, third lane from the left, and that's causing slowing from a Getty Center Drive or so. Also, southbound 405, slow go Burbank Boulevard down towards a Sunset Boulevard, and then up ahead, more trouble. It's the south 405 connector ramp to the eastbound 90 Marina Freeway, and that's closed for some Caltrans work, so that's causing more brake lights coming away from the 10 Santa Monica Freeway interchange. Also, the northbound 110 Harbor Freeway, still slow go Manchester Avenue up towards the 10 as you head into downtown, and also heading into downtown, southbound 101 Hollywood Freeway, slow from Melrose down to the 110 interchange. Now, get it all delivered to your home or business. Sit back, relax, and save. Let us do your shopping and deliver your groceries to your doorstep. Visit smartandfinal.com and your first delivery's free. I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC Dependable Traffic.
Talk Radio 790 KABC, Peter Tilden at 10 continues. This just breaking, a legislative harassment investigation into unwanted hugs by State Senator Bob Hertzberg found that he made people feel uncomfortable, but that his behavior wasn't sexually motivated. The investigation also found Hertzberg had been warned by Senate leadership on two occasions in 2015 that his hugging and touching had raised concerns. Cut it out, Senator. Senate Pounder warned the Van Nuys Democrat that he is on notice and instructed him to stop initiating hugs. Let's see if he will be able to stop doing the hugs, or they're going to have to send him to special hugs classes. In another note, not so lightweight, it looks like, this just came out today, that the New York Police Department is prepared to arrest Harvey Weinstein for a felony sexual assault. We're ready to go with the arrest. They're just waiting for the Manhattan District Attorney, Cyrus Vance, to say, go for it, let's do it. They don't name the sex crimes victim, but the victim in the instance has spoken for publication about the assault. And she's the one who recounted in an article by Ronan Farrow that she was a college student interested in an acting career when she met Weinstein at Cipriani Restaurant upstairs at the Night Spot in the summer of 2004. He offered her professional guidance. She imagined it was intention that she arrived at his office for a daytime meeting, as subsequently recounted to Farrow and to detectives from the Special Victims Unit. He made his real purpose clear when he first forced her to perform oral sex. So that looks like the case that they're going to arrest him on. There are three other cases involving Weinstein that are still developing, and that's just on the East Coast. There's also, out here in Los Angeles, several cases that they say may rise to that kind of act where they could actually take him in, where they have enough information to take him in. This woman told New Yorker, I tried to get away, but maybe I didn't try hard enough. I didn't want to kick him or fight him. I just sort of gave up. That's the most horrible part of it. That's why he's been able to do this for so long to so many women. People give up, then they feel like it's their fault. She also recalled that Weinstein seemed unconcerned about any possible consequences after the attack. It was like it was just another day for him. According to several news accounts, Vance's office has been looking into Weinstein's finances as regard to non-disclosure agreements with other accusers, as well as in general. A number of people in his office have been subpoenaed to testify before a grand jury. The DA also hopes to subpoena Weinstein's driver. The prosecutors were said at one point to be having difficulty locating him. So the clock may be running out for Harvey Weinstein, and we'll know soon, because it appears this is imminent, that the district attorney, Cyrus Vance, finally agreed to do this, but they have not pulled the trigger yet, but that could happen any moment now. We'll keep you appraised. Talk Radio 790 KBC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tilden 10 continues. Coming up, we are going to talk about Jeff Sessions and the fact If the feds are targeting the sanctuary laws, how's that going to end up? If you remove the emotion from the conversation, what legal rights are there, and what do we anticipate the ruling will be? We'll talk about that. Also, Sam Nunberg was on every TV show known to man the other day having that meltdown. There's something that went on there legally that not many people are discussing. We will bring that up. Stormy's problems with the president and her non-disclose. I want to get the legal aspects of that. But really quickly, I love my Alexa. I got my Alexa as a gift years ago, and I use it now. Hey, Alexa, set the alarm. Hey, Alexa, play some music. Hey, Alexa, tell me a joke. But Alexa apparently is creeping out people, because all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Alexa starts laughing, and somebody taped it. So you're lying in bed at night and you hear, and you go, is my Alexa now commenting on something that I did? Like I just finished sex. Excuse me? Or I'm eating again, but I'm on a diet. Is this AI starting to get all on its own, starting to become amused by our lifestyles? Well, supposedly Amazon is fixing the repair to Echo devices. One woman said she's lying in bed about to fall asleep, and she heard that. Creeped her out. Another Alexa started turning on and off the lights in somebody's house. This is getting really creepy. Another one said that they heard a short phrase out of Alexa. Now, Alexa will start talking all of a sudden in my house, say something, but I think it's triggered by something I said and it misunderstood, and it can mistakenly hear a phrase. But this would creep me out too if I heard, really? I'm just undressed and got naked in my bedroom? Yeah, that's not so funny. Maybe they should change the laugh to this. You ready? I think that would be a better Alexa laugh. All right, Talk Radio 790 KBC. Coming up, we'll talk about sanctuary laws. We'll take your calls, 800-222-5222 is the phone number. We've got tickets for Mars Day and the Time. Also, Rick Springfield and more. So stay tuned here. Talk Radio 790 KABC.